There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So this hat jam thing, was this the thing that Eskimo Joe used to do?
It's a thing that I used to do, and okay. I would drag anyone into it. And right. It's a good question because I did start to muck around with the hat jam idea in around about 2006 or 7 after we had done Black Fingernails Red Wine. And I was really bored of going to the acoustic guitar and writing songs that were just these kind of dark, brooding songs that I felt like I had to write. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to create a situation where I lose control over that process. And so I invented the hat jam game, which is I played with lots of my friends, and I wrote a bunch of songs that ended from those sessions that ended up on our album Inshallah. And that's why it's such a mixed bag, record.
It's interesting that, you know, I think like as songwriters, when especially if you've been doing it for a long time, you're always looking at, it's almost like sometimes you have to place certain limitations on yourself in order to explore new territory, which sounds kind of
counterintuitive.
Exactly, that's what I was looking for. But yeah, I mean, as soon as you, it's like why people you know, who play guitar will go and start writing songs on a piano or an instrument that they're not as familiar with, just to force themselves into.
Do you find you jump from one instrument to another instrument when you're writing a record?
I don't. I mostly stay on guitar, but I do. There have been times where I've just started on piano or on keyboard or on piano, and the first song that I ever wrote on a keyboard was Nowhere Without You. And
which has a certain feel to it, which was different to anything you'd done before.
And yeah, I never would have written a song like that on guitar, ever.
Is that because you, is there any piano-related artists who influence you to actually sit down on the piano?
Yeah, well, I mean, Billy Joel is a big one. But also too, I think like just by pure virtue of the fact that I don't really know how to play a piano.
Yeah.
I'm very restricted in what I can do. And so
parameters again.
Yeah. And so just doing the kind of, and I'm not suggesting that John Lennon is a bad piano player by any means, but just that John Lennon, you know, instant karma, the bump, 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 in court with simple chord shapes, you know, I can do that. I don't need to be a great pianist to be able to do that. And so that's why Nowhere Without You is bah, bah, bah. And the other thing too is the chord shapes are completely different to ones that I would ever play on guitar. In fact, after recording that song, many, many months later when the record finally came out and it came to playing live, I actually had to learn how to play it on guitar because the chords weren't chords that I had written before. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, that kind of process.
And obviously doing, you know, Bob Evans, which is a solo pursuit, and then Jebediah, which is a collaborative thing. How do you find collaborations? Have you done much songwriting outside of the Jebediah thing? And obviously we got to songwrite in Basement Birds together, but have you done much collaboration outside of that world?
I've done a little bit, but I find it really difficult. I find it hard.
So it's not something you look for?
No, I don't seek out collaboration at all. I mean, with Jebs, it's a collaboration and they're my best friends. And so, but even then it's just me. I just start playing something and everybody joins in.
Yeah.
That's often how a lot of songs start. But yeah, I mean, and you know, the Basement Birds, you know, was similar to Jebs in that, you know, there was a deep level of comfort. I think I find the act of songwriting, even still after all these years, and I know, and I wish I wasn't like this, but I still find it an incredibly vulnerable kind of space.
Mm. Well, we are broadcasting from your jam room today, so thank you very much for letting us into your vulnerable private space.
Pleasure.
If
you're interested in hearing more about any of the artists on Hat Jam, then please head to our Facebook page, Instagram, or website and follow the links.
You can find Cav Temperley on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Cav Temperley, or www.cavtemperley.com.au, or follow us directly on @hatjam_podcast. This has been a Temperley production.